Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
I am a little disappointed, Cherie, that we didn't tackle the big story this morning, and that is that the votes have just been released for the very prestigious Australian Bird of the Year for 2017.
Yeah, I admitted that in protest because I don't agree with the results.
We'll get to the results in a minute. This is a runaway victory here, by the way.
Right. So we wanted to know who was the Australian Bird of the Year.
Yes. This has been organised by BirdLife Australia. And you could vote for, I think there were 51 finalists.
Yeah.
And you could vote for such birds as the whistling kite, the Australian bustard.
Right.
That's bustard, I said, with a U. The spur-winged plover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The gang-gang cockatoo. The kookaburra, the galah, the wedge-tailed eagle, they're all there. Yeah. The zebra finch. The gannet.
The gannet,
Yeah, go on. Tell us what one.
It's a much underrated bird, the gannet. The crested pigeon.
So what were the, before you tell us who
the
actually...
The eastern whipbird.
Before you tell us who actually won, what was the criteria? What did we
you had to be a bird. And you had to be nominated.
Feathers. Hollow bones.
But was there like, you know, world peace or something that you had to contribute to?
No.
Or
do you know what the winner was? Out of all these birds with all these beautiful names, the grey butcher bird and the crimson rosella.
Right.
And the short-tailed mutton bird. Right. And the sulphur-crested cockatoo. And not to mention the magpie goose. The winner was, a massive, hang on, here's the number here, 19,926 votes.
Wow.
The winner was
the
magpie.
Really? The magpie?
The bloody magpie!
How did that win?
I don't know.
Hey, magpies don't win anything.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.